This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. We got coming up this weekend, the Pinks. They take on Inter Miami, takes on Nashville SC. Game 3 of their first round series. No Suarez, he's a junk kicker, so they suspended him. Doesn't matter. Yeah,
I hope they don't do the same thing they did last year.
Don't lose. I'm telling you right now, Pinks. Everybody's expecting big things, Messi. Last year didn't go so good against Atlanta, all right? Let's get this going. The soccer's weird, though. 3 weeks to get this thing done? What are we doing? Why not a one-and-doner? Let's just go. Just make it like football. That's how it works. Trying to make you more efficient, MLS. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy to me. Anyway, they play tomorrow in Fort Lauderdale at 8 o'clock. The Pinks! Meanwhile, the Hurricanes, they're back at it tomorrow at 3:30 against Syracuse, who has not had a good season. Could have used that last year from them. They're 3-6. The Canes, big-time favorites in this one as well. But as Mario Cristobal will tell you, Syracuse is just as talented. Or that's probably what he's going to think if they don't cover, you know. That's going to be his move. I'm lashing out. I understand. But you know what? I'm tired of the same thing happening every November. Sit here every year getting ready for my turkey. What do I have? Disappointing Canes.
Yeah.
Right next to the Yams.
I mean, out of curiosity, who are we more disappointed with, the Dolphins or the Canes? I would say we expected much more out of the Canes, but this has been so crazy.
I'd still say the Dolphins. The Dolphins have been too much of a clown show to not be more disappointed in them because – you know, the Canes, I didn't really go into this season with high expectations. I didn't really know what to expect. Like, they had a new quarterback. You make over so much stuff in college. You knew you would think that they were going to have good fortified trenches, which, like, they protected their quarterback. They haven't run the ball as efficiently because, you know, Shannon Dawson's sitting here and everybody can seemingly predict his plays. But he's lashing out at everybody. But I can't sit here and be like, I'm more disappointed in the Canes because it was a short-lived, I guess, high, you know, expectation. You know, the Dolphins, I'm like, I didn't expect you guys to be the joke of the league. And that was kind of my worst fear, is like, if everything went wrong, this is what's going to happen, and everything has gone wrong. So I still think it's the Dolphins.
Right. Like, they're both just – and the only reason why I would say – if I had to say it was the Dolphins, would be because at this juncture, the Canes still have a chance.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that frustrates me about college, though, is, and I really, really hate this about the sport, because it's not even about the sport, you know? And it's kind of one of the things that just turns me off about it, is that even if you don't have perfection, it's like, yeah, you can't whine about it, you can't cry about it, but then everybody else gets passes, especially in the SEC or Notre Dame. Like, they get to do, they always get oopsie daisies and nobody cares, because it's like, oh, they play in the SEC, they play for Notre Dame.
Right.
You know, and it's like, if we got down to the end of the season, if the Canes and Notre Dame ended the year and they were both two lost teams and one needed the at-large, they give it to Notre Dame. And it's like, I get it. Their losses were better losses, but they lost to the Canes.
Right.
And nobody will care, because they'll be like, ah, it was so far back. So the games don't matter. And that's the thing that's like, that's what feels frustrating about it, is that the whole totality of the picture doesn't mean anything anymore. It's like, well, what do we, I don't know, what do we want to go with here? Even though the Canes, you know, you would think that they would get a little bit more love. I saw that they, you know, like, they're leading ACC teams, because the ACC changed its revenue stream. So, like, it goes by ratings, and the Canes far and away have the highest ratings out of any ACC team, which is definitely going to make FSU and Clemson thrilled. We call them the sewers. Who can we sue over this?
Yeah.
And Dabo's gonna be out here.
Dabo gonna try to get some NIL.
I don't understand why we got this ratings money. Whatever happened to just winning the games? Here, that's how God did it.
Let me explain something to you. Keep in mind, when all these things were negotiated, Florida State and Clemson were on top of the conference. You know, so when they agreed to this, then all of a sudden they took a dump. Florida State took a dump, and other schools were above them. Now they have a problem with it? Not buying it.
They always have. They have a problem. They've been trying to weasel their way out, you know, and I don't think that.
Where are they going to go? Where's Clemson going to go?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Where is Florida State going to go?
But right?
What conference you gonna go to that is gonna give you actually access to all the things national championship?
Jukebox says Canes. This was supposed to be a championship run.
Agreed.
Yeah, but it's like, you didn't really think they had a chance at the championship until the season started.
Why not?
Dude, we thought going into Notre Dame this was a championship team. Be real.
No. But I'm saying after week five, yeah.
I know, but that's fleeting. It's like, but once you get got again the same way,
yeah.
How can I be like, I'm almost like, nah. But I guess that's what being in this spot for 20 plus years will do to you. But I'm just like, nah. I was way more hurt last year.
Florida sports got you numb. Yeah, but you know what's crazy? If you were more pissed off last year knowing they had a deficiency on defense, that's shame on you.
It's not, though, because it's clear that their quarterback and their offense was good enough to be in the playoff.
Yeah, but the defense was a sieve.
Okay, so would you rather lose by having a flaw, or would you rather lose by lack of discipline?
I would just say losing by lack of discipline makes it more disappointing. Right? Because last year when they started losing, you could say this defense is killing them. Right? But there's no excuses this year other than swag penalties, jumping off sides, pre-snap penalties, other than that. So from that standpoint, that would make this year more disappointing, because last year at least you had something you could go to when they started losing.
Yeah, but even with the loss last year, you could still even make the argument that they could have been in the playoffs and given a chance.
Right.
You know, with how dynamic Cam Ward was, and they were just like, nah. And look, I guess it's shame on the Canes. Like, look, lose your games early on, because then nobody will remember, apparently. When you lose in September, nobody cares.
Right.
When you lose around Thanksgiving and the holidays, it sticks with everybody's mind, and they feel like they got to make it happen. Right. But I don't know, man. I also don't think I don't know. Maybe it's just because this Carson Beck, not digging the whole, you know,
Yeah, but even that being said, the team surrounding Carson Beck is better than what Cam Ward had.
Not on offense.
You don't think they have more weapons outside?
They got Malachi Toney. I mean, he's better than anything they had, but I don't
think that. Right, so that means they're better.
I don't think the tight ends were miles.
Tight ends were better, correct.
You know,
was the run game better last year?
Restrepo, CJ Daniels is a push. The run game was the same.
Okay.
And I think the line was probably a little bit better.
Last year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, dude, they haven't been as good these last couple of weeks, knocked around by Louisville. Well, look, I got Louisville had a lot of weapons. That's a
mentality thing, though, dude. Like it's almost like the bully getting punched in the mouth. It's kind of one of those things. When somebody comes at you and plays the physical style of game you want to play, how are you going to respond to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't respond well. Like, oh, there's other teams that could play like this. I thought we were the only ones that could be the bullies. And so Louisville took it to them, kept the pressure up. They had no response.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Got a busy sports weekend ahead for everybody. We got Heat basketball back tonight, taking on the Hornets. This means more because it is for the NBA Cup.
So we got a cool floor.
You gonna put a little wager on it?
Am I gonna put a wager? Am I gonna like bet the Heat to win the NBA Cup?
I mean, it is the Hornets.
Oh, just bet tonight, you're saying? Any Chili Peppers tonight?
Chili Peppers, just, you know, just making fun of it. Well, not should make fun, but, you know, the situation.
I don't know if I should gamble against a Heat-Hornets game. Too sensitive for right now.
Very, very.
Too sensitive for right now.
That's why I look at these commercials that the NBA have with the gambling. It's kind of weird. Like, LeBron and Kevin Hart shouldn't be doing a commercial right now about, you know.
Yeah, one would wonder, Vlad, why would the NBA want to cover up such a scandal? you know, with all of this gambling money pouring in, it'd be crazy to think about them wanting to just sweep it under the rug. Especially, like,
didn't Damon Jones put some LeBron information?
Yeah,
out
but
there?
He pled not guilty.
Yeah, of course. Of course he did.
I mean, by the way, this Chauncey Billups got out of there from the Blazers and they're playing amazing. Tiago Splitter's a good coach.
You know you're getting old when you hear some of these names at coach and you're like, oh, he's not playing anymore?
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, they all can't be like J.J. Redick, who has a podcast and then gets to just shoot up the charts to a coaching job.
He's a good coach. Let him be, man.
Some people have to earn it.
He's not doing bad.
Splitter.
He's not doing bad.
Oh, he's not doing bad, please. I mean, he's got Luka Doncic. What a hard life J.J. Redick has walked into. My God. I mean, he got an alley-oop from the dumbest trade known to man, Luka for Strip.
By the way, Dallas not starting out too well.
No, they're not. By the way, yeah, with their little window.
Vlad.
Yep.
You know them fans are saying streets need a body. Right?
Oh. Nico.
Slim Luka, and all we got in return was Cooper Flagg.
And
one may wonder, you know, if he does, don't want to do John Morant, you know, Kyrie Irving's going to come back middle of the season, you know?
Nah.
Ship him off. You know, you put the intangible wonders out there with, you know, a hero and a flag together. Who knows?
A hero and a flag.
Salute.
You just want them to be the all intangible?
He wants the intangible teams right there.
Well, they got street clothes.
or you can make the all street clothes team.
The all street clothes team, yeah. By the way, there's a report that Drew Brees is officially replacing Mark Sanchez at Fox. Really thought Fox was going to stick through Mark Sanchez.
That's interesting. But, because
you know what's crazy? Like, if they wouldn't have said nothing, we would have forgot about Mark Sanchez.
Yep. Well, they didn't say. They just said we hired Drew Brees, and then somebody.
No, but I'm just saying.
But isn't, like, Drew Brees working for ESPN? He comes on every Tuesday on Stephen A. Show.
Yeah, but you can do that. You can do that. That's not a conflict of interest.
I don't know if they like the double dipping, because that
JJ Watt does the same thing with McAfee.
Ah, okay.
Same thing. Yeah, a lot of those guys, like they're allowed to do hits and other stuff. You know, like Kenny Smith just signed. Like Kenny Smith, I know that. No,
yeah, he was on ESPN.
Charles Barkley is going to make fun of him because he's like, you signed that deal with ESPN where they're going to make you do a gazillion shows.
Yeah,
you
did.
Know that joke is coming.
He did.
They probably offered him the bag. They're probably like, hey, you want to come on all our shows? I do like that they haven't touched that show yet.
They're just not going to touch that show. I think
they're
everybody,
not going to touch it.
Yeah, I think everybody just jumped the gun because it
very,
it
was, very few shows move like this one has, right? Usually they keep the same name and change all the people.
Yep.
Change some of the people. Very rarely does a show just go to another station.
I will say this, though. Major League Baseball has a good pregame show. Like, Poppy, Jeter, and A-Rod is pretty good on Fox. So, and
It would be better if they dumped Jeter.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. You just love Jeter.
Can you stop, Tobin?
Of course.
Can you stop, Tobin?
Of course.
What?
Right? Why are you treating him like the bank commercial?
What? What did I say? He's a dud.
The Capital One commercial?
Yeah. No, the Capital One guy. Not you, Jeter. Big Poppy.
Could you imagine going to a Derek Jeter assembly? How boring that would be. He couldn't keep kids entertained.
It'd be great. What are you even talking about? All the beautiful. Oh. Yeah. He'll keep them entertained.
Look, A-Rod. Charismatic, all right. Big Poppy, he's the star of that show. Need somebody else, you know. Put Dontrell on that show.
No,
you know, like that.
No,
Derek Jeter just like.
Well, you got Chuck Shaq, and then Kenny tries to keep it professional.
He's not even Kenny though. He's not Kenny.
He doesn't need to be Kenny. He's Jeets
because he's.
Say he's Jeets.
His rings can't talk for him, Vlad.
Yes, it does. It doesn't have to talk. It bling blings. It bling blings.
Then let him go to your Yankees broadcast. They need somebody to spice that up.
Nah, he's national. When you're a star like that, you're a superstar. You're national. You're international.
Guy's such a dud.
International
Derek Jeter. Did you guys see this? So somebody tried to pull a slick one Alexander Ovechkin.
Oh.
Alexander Ovechkin scored his 900th goal.
Oh, the goalie tried to
Jordan Binnington. He
some things. Watch this. After the goal is scored, he's got the puck. Watch what he does with the puck. He's going to keep it in his pants. I don't know if he wants to sell it on the open market or not, but they're not going to get that puck from Binnington. But that is until linesman Michel Cormier came over and said, hey, we know you got the puck, buddy.
Good job catching that. There's cameras everywhere, guys.
Tremendous.
His eBay account would have been popping off after this game had he pulled that heist off.
I can't believe they had to frisk the goalie.
He's like, we know what you did. Cuff it up.
That's so embarrassing
but
for
no,
Jordan Binnington.
I saw this, and after he said, no, I wasn't going to give it to him. And I say, man, I say, I do a show with a guy just like that.
I see that quote, too, that he says, I was just for jokey jokes, baby.
Yeah, who's that sound like? Exactly.
You know what you were up to. Now, what he should have done, he should have done what those Dodgers fans did, where those Dodgers fans threw back the fake baseball during the World Series. They're like, put it right. They had a deke ball. That's what he should have had. He should have thought to himself.
If you're doing that much planning ahead,
he's like, I got the real one. Do you think that he wanted to auction that, or do you think he wanted to?
I'm trying to figure out, he wanted to
fleece Ovechkin.
He makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
So when you think of how much money he makes, it would have, you almost got to take his word for it, even if you don't believe him, right?
Too sneaky. You're too sneaky.
Did you see what was it? Milken and Crosby gave Ovi.
No, what do they give him?
Rolex.
Oh, that's cool.
They gave him a Rolex.
That's cool.
And put 865 on it.
Damn. You would think.
I can't believe he's still doing it.
Why? Because he's that good?
He is that good. And, but it's just like.
Did you see the backhand that he, like, it's just like, whoop, backhand. I was like, wow.
And Sydney's leading the league in goals.
The old are good at hockey.
That old man game.
I guess so.
You know, that's the equivalent of the sky hook.
Does Marchand look like he's looking?
Is that the most indefensible play in basketball? The sky hook?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Once you master it, yeah. It's not like anybody's
practicing.
Yeah, but
it does help being over 7 foot and doing it too. You can't never block it. And he didn't just do that thing by the hoop. He used to do it from just outside the paint.
Eddie says that the Heat are plus 5,000 to win the NBA Cup.
Yep. He put $4 for 204.
Interesting. I just don't know if I care about it, the NBA Cup, enough to bet.
Stop it. Stop it.
I don't know if
stop
I care about it.
Stop it, Vlad.
What?
If the Heat win the Cup.
Fan, man, Leroy. They won a summer league title. Listen, they won a summer league title in 24.
You guys can't tell me how I feel.
They won a summer league title in 24. He wanted a parade down Biscayne.
The summer league title meant something. Oh, that was development. Those were very special.
Tobin, first of all, stop
Josh
lying
Christopher,
to these people.
What a legend.
You know exactly how you are. You watched all of Euroball this summer because you said you were following your guys. Mm-hmm. If your guys win that cup, oh my goodness.
It's different though. You know, I think it's different. I don't know if I could root for some NBA cup. It's a cool trophy. I like the trophy.
Do they have different unis, or I know they got a different court?
They got a different court. It's not as red though this year. It's just red on the outskirts, and I think it's like and it's got like the NBA look. It kind of looks, the Heat's looks kind of normal. I think they kind of toned it down.
They needed to tone it down.
Yeah.
Too much.
They got a little crazy with it last year.
You know what I hate in Euro basketball too? The slanted paint. You know how they do
like
it's not straight down, it's kind of slanted out.
Yep. You know what else I would like? I'd like them to actually officiate Wembanyama's goaltending, because that is only allowed in Europe. And this guy, he's so damn tall. They're just like, not a goaltend.
Well, you know, the goaltending rules are different in Europe.
There is no goaltending.
Right.
So, can we get it straight? This isn't France, okay? This guy goaltended like crazy against Jaime Jaquez Jr. and nobody called it because he's too tall. Ridiculous.
Why are you the only one that's complaining? Nobody else. No other team.
It drove me nuts.
Announcers complain about this, but only you because it happened to Jaime.
Vlad, I'm telling you, this guy goaltends like nobody's been, just like Sauce Gardner with the holding. This guy's goaltending like nobody's business, and nobody wants to call it because they love the Wembanyama highlights. I'm telling you, it needs to be handled this year. The Wembanyama rules are ridiculous. Okay, you need to get a handle. This guy is goaltending nonstop. All right, stop doing this for the Twitter and the TikTok because you want a bunch of highlights. Rules is rules, and if you're not gonna call it, I'm going to have a problem with it. Ridiculous.
I tell you what. You don't even try to hide it.
Hide what?
Being fraudulent.
How am I fraudulent? This is a very big issue.
Okay. I got you.
It's basically the basketball equivalent to the tush push.
All right. Okay.
It's illegal. The guys, they're not calling his goal. It's illegal, dude. Everybody, the goaltender is the goaltender. I don't care how tall you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or get rid of the goaltender. Look, I don't like goaltending. If you want to get rid of goaltending, get rid of goaltending. If you want to make this FIBA, make it FIBA.
Why?
Make up your mind.
You always have some kind of crazy.
He's just allowed to do whatever he wants because he's 7'5"?
So you think they're letting him get away with goaltending?
I have eyes. Mm. This guy cheated Jaime Jaquez Jr. out of buckets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He did.
It's only because it's Jaime. Let me ask you a question. Crap about
why
it.
Were there never any challenges on it?
Well, you can't challenge a goaltend.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Dude.
Yes, you
Apex,
can.
No one's challenging that. Come on.
Because it's
you
not.
Know what I love? You know what I love? How he's to defend his point, he's gonna be like, nobody challenges a goaltend. But
if it's off the backboard, nobody
but if other people have challenged it and been successful and the Heat didn't, he'll rip Spo for always not challenging. Spo,
I'm proud you've been impressed.
You've been impressed. We talked about this the other day that you've been impressed that he's challenged.
He has been challenging more. He's been listening to his players. But I'm just letting you know, this is probably going under the radar because you know why? It's like why there's traveling all over the place. This damn Giannis, he's allowed to take as many steps as he wants.
That was egregious.
Because they want cool dunks.
He took two steps, gathered, two more steps, layup.
Everybody just
looked around like.
Right. And so the same thing's going on with Wemby's blocks. It's like, oh, we want. First of all, he's not even original. Hassan Whiteside
block,
was doing
a
with block blocks.
Is so much different than
dude. I'm the ball. Not when you cheat. Not when you cheat. And he's a cheater.
Do you have video evidence?
Yeah, you can go look it up. What am I sitting here? I didn't realize, Your Honor.
You're the only one making a stink.
Go look up right now. I dare you during the break because we gotta go to break. You look up Wemby goaltending and enjoy the montage, dude. Enjoy the montage. It's egregious.
I'm a look. But I'm gonna say this. First of all, calm down.
No,
all
I'm not
your
gonna
hot
calm down.
Takes, all your I'm hot takes you. And complaints always have a Heat player in mind.
Well, I watch Heat games. I'm sorry. You know who doesn't goaltend? Joker. I have nothing to say about Joker.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if this is bad or great. I prefer chicken tenders over goaltenders. Hey, how do we look at that? Is this so bad? It's good.
I like it.
All right. I read it and I'm like, wow, that person's got to be five because that sounds like something a 5-year-old would say, right?
We'll take a break. Play a little. You're dead to me to close things out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're dead to me.
Let's get to it, people.
You're dead to me.
Close things out, heading on into the weekend. You got Heat basketball coming up tonight. 6:45 pre-Heat with Solana and Tommy Ty. Get you set for Heat and Hornets. Same thing tomorrow night as you got Heat and Blazers. You got Canes on the radio this weekend. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. will have your call as the Canes take on Syracuse. You got Game Day Uncensored coming your way on Sunday at 9 o'clock. So lots of action coming for you here. You guys on it all this weekend, Vlad, Dan, Vlad?
Nah, not that they're on it yet.
What's going on?
Nah, not that the Canes are playing afternoon games where they've taken us out of our regular
rat
shift.
Bastards.
Damn it. Bastards. At least you would win. If you're going to lose, I mean, if you're going to take us out of our slot, at least win.
Yeah, win, please.
Jeez.
Here's who's dead to me. The Dolphins locker room police. Not interested. Don't care. Should have just left the stupid Papa shot up. All right. First of all, the damage is done, my friend.
Here's the crazy thing. Did we even know about the Papa shot until somebody told us it was moved?
I don't know. I don't know about the what games or what's in the locker room or whoever, but
right.
You know, for everybody who thinks that this is going to make some kind of a stand on the Miami Dolphins,
a team that didn't force a punt in the first 11 quarters of the season, Papa Shot ain't what the problem is.
You know, maybe 2-3 is the time to change it up in the locker room. You're 2-7. Like what? Thanks for getting on it, guys. You really
you truly
made it a priority. So the locker room police, you're dead to me. Too little,
you're dead,
too late. Leroy,
I got to tell you, as much as I love football, Thursday night football, dead to me.
Yeah,
you had a good run.
Dead to me.
You had a good run. The stinkers that I have watched. I got Miami got drubbed last week. This week I got a 10-7 game that. Where everybody was missing field goals. So there was only one made field goal, but maybe five tries. Yeah, what a terrible game.
You're not wrong. It had its run. We said this a couple weeks ago. We're like, you know what? 6 weeks in, Thursday was pretty good, but I think they've squeezed the juice out of that fruit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the only reason why I ain't saying it about Sunday morning football is because I only watched two of them.
Well, they've all been bad.
And I can watch them on a golf course. So,
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Look, I understand the NFL is basically an ATM machine. Like, they're just printing cash left and right. One has to wonder, do you need all... Can't you find other means to make this cash? Like,
well, but the Thursday night thing has been a staple for a long time.
I understand. So, I'm talking about the international games. These international games have been a blight on football. It's been terrible. It's just really a put your deal on the table. Oh, look at us. We're in Spain. They don't want that. They want bullfighting. They want soccer. Okay? That's it.
But I tell you what, when they play those games in London, it is packed, regardless of who plays over there. You want to impress me? Move Jacksonville over there.
Jacksonville is apparently going to play in Orlando next year. I just read that.
Oh, because they're building a new stadium?
Renovating it, yeah.
Renovating it?
Yep, yep.
So they're going to play in Orlando?
Yeah. Camping World, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's not even close, and that stadium's not that big.
It's not, but Jaguars.
Because they played a classic there.
Yeah, they also played the Gators versus the Canes game there.
Terrible turf.
I don't know about all that. I just know that it's a tiny stadium.
I know about
it looks
that.
Like that. Hey, believe it or not, that stadium looks a little bit bigger than the high school stadium I played in.
That place is Southern MetLife. That turf is a monster. Taking out a lot of Canes for those Cheez-It bowls.
I'm not even upset with that. With that strike.
I played in Philadelphia, so there was no feel worse than that. Philadelphia and Cincinnati.
Jennifer.
You'd be running down the middle of the field and trip over third base because it's zipped.
Leroy doesn't want to know what you're mad, what you're done with the JFIG because he cuts you
apparently
off three times.
I mean, it's okay.
What do you got for us today, Jennifer? Who you burying?
Look at his face. So you guys know I am a frequent concert goer, I guess you could say. My dead to me goes to fans who don't know how to behave and how to, you know, cherish the fact that there's people who still go on tour and who try to bring a safe space to everyone. And then there's fans who decide it's okay to touch the artist while they're on stage.
I saw this.
Who got touched?
No, Halsey got touched.
Oh, Halsey.
Halsey. You're right. Halsey.
Someone put their hand in her skirt.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That is disturbing. That is wrong on so many levels.
Yep.
And that is an artist's safe space. Like, why would you do that? Like, this is why we cannot have nice things.
Damn, dude.
And that's it's always terrible. A woman, too. Like, have some respect.
You're dead to me.
Dead to me.
I agree with that. I agree with that. They're like
it's
first so of all,
uncalled for. It's disgusting behavior.
And sometimes there's fans that or concert goers that do something stupid and the artist just shut it down.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah. It's invasive.
Did you on a lighter note, did you go to Stars and Strings last night?
I sure did.
How did it go?
It was fun. I had a good time.
Who was the best out of the intangibles?
Out of the intangibles.
Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha.
So I became a big fan of Dasha. She's very talented, I will say that. I met Hardy. Very cool,
really?
Very nice guy. Yeah.
That's cool.
Jeff or Matt?
No. And Dierks Bentley was just constantly fooling around with Zach Top, which I'm very impressed by. I don't think I've ever heard any of his music, but he was very talented.
He sounds like a 90s country star. People call him a bit of a phony because they're like, hey, you don't talk like that. You're from Seattle.
Is he? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people have said like, hey, why do you talk like that? And he's like, I sing like my heroes. That's what he's gone with. So he's got a little bit of criticism on that.
I had no idea. Dasha's California.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but I don't think she doesn't twang it up, or at least not in her famous songs.
So basically, you're accusing him of doing LSU coach.
I just want to be clear. I am not accusing Zach Top of being Brian Kelly. He's out here singing. He goes, good times and tan lines. And they're like,
I thought he was the most country out of all of them.
Wait, isn't Shaboozy from Baltimore?
I don't know. But Shibuzi's another one who doesn't, like, I don't think Shibuzi twangs it up. This guy is, he sounds like old school 90s country, and people are like, you should sound like Eddie Vedder.
He sounds like Nashville.
But wait, some of them start their careers in Nashville, so that's how they end up.
Some of them do. Some of them do. No, Nashville literally is like just full of songwriting houses. It's a really cool place. I just like, I was walking around town, and there's like, and people have like billboard, like lawn sized billboards outside of their house of like the number one songs they've written. It's kind of cool. But hey, look, I'm sure he's very talented. His songs are good. But it's just a criticism that people have said. They said he's a little bit of an act. Look, people do that in rap all the time, do they not?
Well, here's the deal. Remember in early 90s, everybody was talking about all the hardcore rappers selling out.
Right.
And now it ain't selling out no more. It's getting your money.
Or right? Snitching.
So, huh?
Or snitching.
Right. But you know why? Because there's a certain few rappers that made getting your money outside of the rap game cool. Go tell Ice-T he wasn't keeping it real.
You don't make money in rap no more. Your rappers use it as a stepping stone to get to another avenue.
Right.
Somebody says Shibuzi's from Virginia.
Virginia. I knew he was
dead. I missed him. I wanted to see him, but he did a concert down here on a Tuesday, and Mrs. Tobin is like, I'm not doing a weekday concert. Like, we have school night. I'm like, yeah.
Virginia is not that far from Baltimore. What the hell are you talking about?
We're quibbling over the geography. DMV? Vlad, who's dead to you?
The DMV? Jeez. It's really nothing to, you know, nobody's dead to me this week.
Oh, great.
No, hey, I mean, listen. You know, I can't be petty. I would be petty like you, but we made trades. I'm not going to be petty. I'm not going to be like Quentin Williams or Sauce Gardner.
Wait a minute. In your efforts to not say anybody's dead, you basically just pointed out the Dolphins as being dead. I'm satisfied with what my team did. We made moves.
I didn't mention the Dolphins. I didn't mention any 31 other teams. I just mentioned that my team, I'm not upset with what they did. Usually I could be petty like Tobin and be like, Quentin Williams, Sauce Gardner, you're dead to me. But why would I be saying that when they got me assets? They got me a return of interest.
Did Sauce Gardner also say that it was the greatest thing that's ever happened to him, like Jalen Phillips did?
No, he did not say that.
All right. Well, we'll just be serious.
No, nobody's taking stupid shots.
Well, like, he left New York for Indianapolis.
I love the weather in Philadelphia. Come on. Like, really? Really, Jalen? You know what, Jalen Phillips? You're dead to me. That's
who you're dead to me. You drove
you're dead
him.
To me. You're dead to me. And I'm going to tell you why. For lying.
He cheesed it up too much.
For lying. Hey, yo, listen, okay? We may have our beefs, all right? You may be the op. But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lie on you, okay? I'm not going to say no falsehoods on you. To say that the weather in Philadelphia is just as good as the weather in Miami, to say you love the weather in Philadelphia, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Well, listen, enjoy that weather. Enjoy Green Bay. You know,
by
it's going to be.
D-Sizzle, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Shibuzi from Virginia, Leroy, not even close. It is very close. I lived up there. Yeah, I know how close it was. I took the auto train.
Right, we're still quibbling over where Shibuzi's from?
Yeah. DMV? No, we're not completely. When I said he said Virginia, I'm like, that's not.
I really feel like that message was several minutes ago. So the fact that
but I was
going
to
the old read, you know, the old read things in, you know, past time.
He couldn't let it go.
And then he replied, U.S. geography. Not my greatest strong suit.
Hey, D-Sizzle, you know of the letters DMV? You know what that means, right? Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. That's a tri-state. So Baltimore to Virginia? Yeah, it would be close. Baltimore's in Maryland. Virginia's Virginia. Hence, DMV.
They're all very close.
Yep.
Look at that.
Everybody, towards everybody the end of the DMV week. Getting tipsy.
There you go.
What a perfect.
He just wrapped it all up.
Hey, a perfect way to end Friday. Everybody be safe.
And we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.